We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day and welcome. Bill Michaels Show, we are on the air broadcasting live out here in Madison today. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe, back in our studios in Milwaukee, producing the show. And if you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, do so at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. You can find us there. Track us down on the radio.com app. Take us all over with that thing, any mobile device you may have, or even on your laptop or a computer on a desktop. You can go to radio.com. And find us there. Make sure you favorite us there. That way, when we do something or when you want to go to locate us again, it pops right up for you. Also, don't forget, you can go to the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow, or simply the website, which is BillMichaelsSports.com. That is BillMichaelsSports.com. The Green Bay Packers, we've not discussed a lot today. Oddly enough, they hired their new offensive coordinator. He is now in place. The addition of Nathaniel Hackett. From the Jacksonville Jaguars, he comes north to be with Matt LaFleur, who is going to take over the head coaching duties. They keep Mike Pettine. They continue to fill in their staff. Now you've got these coaches that are going to be expected to mold some of these groups into shape and get them even better than what they were last year, which in many cases could be a lot better than what they were last year. But the strongest group on this team and the weakest position on this team is what? If you're going to be Brian Gutekunst, what is the first thing you are going to address this coming offseason, and what do you feel the most confident in this coming offseason as far as going out and picking up personnel? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. What are your thoughts? Because there is a lot, there's a lot to be done. There's a lot to be done on this team. We were talking about this a little bit earlier. If I'm going to address anything first and foremost, now in the draft, it's a defensive-heavy draft. Make no mistake about it. It's a defensive-heavy draft. And when you start to look through a lot of what's available, you're going to find a lot of defensive ends, a lot of defensive linemen, that are going to be in this draft. There's going to be a plethora of defensive players. However, there is going to be a scattering of offensive linemen. So, do you take an offensive line? Would it bother you if they went ahead and took an offensive lineman? That might be the best way to put it. Would it bother you if they took an offensive lineman? To me, if you get a good tackle or a really good guard out of this draft, I don't have a problem with it. Early on, go for it. Go for it. If you can get it, go for it. Because you need those players. You need right now guys up front to fortify the protection for Aaron Rodgers. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Obviously, somebody just sent to me Nick Bosa. Look, Nick Bosa is probably going to go number one overall. Okay, even though he's coming off of an injury after last year at Ohio State, he's probably going to go number one overall to the Arizona Cardinals. As you start to go down the list now, boy, I tell you what, you know, there's Rashawn Gary, the edge rusher out of Michigan. He's a guy that stands really tall, 6'5", 280 pounds, but I think he's also going to go. Now, what's going to throw a little bit of a monkey wrench in this is if teams start to pass on quarterbacks like a guy like Dwayne Haskins out of Ohio State, you've got some other quarterbacks, that was a Kyle Murray from Oklahoma. Those guys are near the top I don't know if they're going to be top 10, but it certainly seems like they should be. But after that, there's Farrell, the edge rusher out of Clemson. There's Jonah Williams. Now, he's an offensive tackle. He's from Alabama, but he's a left tackle. You've already got a left tackle. Can he flip? We had our buddy Dan Shonk on from our last scouting service on last week. We talked to him a little bit about it. 6'5", 300 pounds. Jonah Williams, if he can flip to a right tackle or a right guard, which is a little more difficult to play, being 6'5 and a longer wingspan, you probably want him on the outside. But could he do that? He's got flawless footwork. I mean, the guy's got really quick feet and can get upfield. Now, whether or not he can do it on the right side, we'd have to wait and see. But there's quite a lot of guys that are available out there. Devin White is the linebacker out of LSU. That guy's got speed. He's got speed. He's got three-down ability at the linebacker. Those are the biggest things that are the attributes for him because you can keep him on the field. But he's linebacker. It's tough to be a linebacker and come in and be really productive in your first season. We saw Roquan Smith do it, but he's not the same kind of guy as Devin White. As Devin White's more of a speed guy. White worked hard to become smarter, more instinctive as a linebacker this past season, and really it's worked out well for him. Another guy is Brian Burns. He's the edge rusher from Florida State. And the Packers could go after him, and I think they do well. He's 6'6". Big burst of speed, comes off the ball really well. But to me, and going back to my point, there's a lot of defensive players and offensive linemen early on in this draft. And with you having two picks in this thing, who knows? I mean, maybe the Packers end up trading one of those picks away, either get more picks or getting themselves somebody solid that's already a proven player and a little bit controllable to fortify one of the needs. But what are the biggest needs on this team? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Stefan says the strongest position on the Green Bay Packers, quarterback and D-line. The weakest is safety and linebacker. D-line with Kenny Clark and Mike Daniels, correct. They still need somebody else opposite Mike Daniels. Obviously, their quarterback position's really good. Their weakest, you could very well say safety. You're absolutely correct. Linebacker being anybody besides Blake Martinez. They really don't have a lot. Completely agree with that. Landoc says pass rush, pass rush, pass rush, and then tight end. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to give us a shout on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Mill Hockey Talk line, that's the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Mill Hockey Talk line. Alexander says go pass rush, big time. Sharon writes in, I think they need an offensive line to protect Aaron Rodgers and probably a veteran wide receiver. Again, if you go offensive lineman early on in the draft, you could always maybe find yourself a veteran if you decide to trade that pick away, but you better get something big time in return that's really going to be a difference in a playmaker counter to what you're offering out there already with Davante Adams. 855-830-8648. What is the strongest and weakest position right now that is of need for this Green Bay Packers team? This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Quick Trip. Quick Trip right now, they have the drink machine, basically. And if you haven't seen it already, all you got to do is stop in and look at Quick Trip and check it out for yourself. They have got the drink machine. They've got everything from the cold brews, the frappes. They have got the machine will make fruit smoothies and all natural ingredients, by the way. It'll make everything. There's all kinds of combinations of drinks that are out there. All you have to do is stop into Quick Trip. And when you're at Quick Trip, don't forget to use your Quick Rewards card. Go to Quick Trip, K-W-I-K, quicktrip.com. And go ahead and check out your Quick Rewards card. Start earning some of those rewards, whether it's a free sandwich. You can get percentage off of fuel, which everybody likes this time of year specifically, which is good really any time of year, to be honest with you. But stop into your local Quick Trip and check that out for yourself, especially when you're talking about some of the cold brews. And as the season comes and starts to turn warmer, which I hope it does very soon, you're going to want some of those cold brews, so you want to be introduced to them early on. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Packers' position of strength right now is the wide receiver and the running back position. The Packers' weakness right now will be the linebacker, the pass rush, and or the offensive line. Gutekunst has many different ways he can go in the first round. Gutekunst can hit a home run at almost any position that he chooses. This is where This is where I will say at this point you go with best available. And I know that's not necessarily the popular thought. I mean, there's a couple of people you'd like to see, you know, maybe fall to the Packers. But this is where you would say just take best available. Because it's so defensive heavy, take the best available guy. If it's an offensive lineman, so be it. As long as he can play both tackle and guard on the right side. But I just take best available because there's so much defensive presence right now in this NFL draft. You got to hit a home run with whoever you get with your first round pick. Your second first round pick has to hit as well. You got to get starters in the first, say, three rounds, which would give you four really solid guys that could fill holes. But I still believe you're going to have to fortify this team with some free agents. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. Let's go back to the phone calls. Let's see, who do we got here? We got James in Eau Claire. James, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, Bill.
What's happening?
Hey, I just want to know why you haven't mentioned Jake Ryan. I think he's going to come back really strong, and I think along with Martinez, our linebackers and the inside will be very solid.
I hope he does come back. He's never been a speed guy, though. He's been more of a right place, right time, short tackler, but he's not a pass coverage guy. He's not a guy that's going to cover a slot receiver or a tight end out of the in the slot.
Okay. And then the other thing was fullback. Are we going to have one this year? I think that's a weakness. I don't know what kind of offense LaFleur kind of does, but I think having a fullback, again, would reap benefit to Aaron and the running game.
That's a great question because appreciate the phone call. A lot of teams in the NFL are going away from the fullback. You saw him used this past weekend. The fullback position was used, but it's been something where, you know, they've been finding tight ends or D linemen that they've used in the fullback position. And they just said, I mean, Khalil Mack has been in the backfield for the Chicago Bears. They've used him at times for that. They're finding that you don't need a fullback, and they're taking away that roster spot for somebody that they feel can be productive in another area so they can go three or four deep at the tight end position or using a defensive lineman or a backup defensive lineman as a fullback, as a blocking back, somebody that's not going to carry the football. Now you're giving away your plot, but in doing so, you're still sending an extra blocker, a trench guy out there, and that's what some of these teams have been doing, which is the reason the fullback, as John Kuhn put it, is kind of becoming extinct in the NFL. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Jed says most likely to go with Pharrell. Probably won't take an O lineman until the third, and I think they will draft a Dieter with that pick. I would not be surprised if they take an offensive lineman in the first round, to be quite honest with you. You need one. You see what your depth is right now. You need one. And let's be honest. I mean, when the Indianapolis Colts fortified their offensive line, Andrew Luck suddenly became more effective. When the Dallas Cowboys go a few years back, they took an offensive lineman, solidified their offensive line. Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott became productive all at once. I think it starts up front. Yeah, I don't think there's many people that are ever going to convince me different. You'd love to have specialty outside guys, but if you don't have time to throw the football, your quarterback's always on the run. He has to be forced to throw the football just a split second quicker than he would like to. It makes all the difference in the world. If there's an offensive lineman that they believe is worthy of a first, a top 15 pick in the National Football League, I think they take him. 855-830-8648. Let's do this. We're going to take a quick break, come back. Same thing. What's the strength and what's the weakness right now? We're talking Green Bay Packers and who they need to pick up, and more so maybe holes that need to be filled immediately with Brian Gutekunst at the helm. And they've got a new head coach, new offensive and defensive, or a defensive coordinator is the same, and Mike Pettine, new offensive coordinator, and Nathaniel Hackett. But nevertheless, this thing's all starting to be fortified. Now can the Packers personnel-wise put it all together for LaFleur to be successful in his first season? More of the Bill Michaels Show out here in Madison coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are broadcasting live out here in Madison today. And Radio Joe Zanzola back in our studios. You want to find us on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends over at New Mail Medical. It's a new year, making a new you. Everybody's got New Year's resolutions. Sadly, though, by February, most of them are toast. And if you're one of the millions of men who struggled with erectile dysfunction in 2018 and make this year the year that you turn your love life around for good. My friends over at Neumel Medical, 98% success rate. I've been telling you about these guys for a long time. Just check with the medical experts at Neumel Medical Center. And, hey, if you're kind of looking for more sharpness mentally, if you want to be more focused, have better energy, more stamina in 2019, they can help you out with that as well. Could be some low T. I had it. Went in, got checked out, got my numbers, went, whoa! And sure enough, had everything fixed, and I am fantastic. And if you want to lose some weight, and you're coming out of the holidays, and you're going, whoa, packed it on, too many cookies, cakes, and pies, check out the Neumel All-in-One Weight Loss Program. I myself, in the last year, 2 years really, I'm down about 50, 60 pounds, and have kept it off. It's been great. It's been a great experience. I'd like to lose a little more, but it's been a great experience. It all starts with a call to Neumel Medical. Call them, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. Make sure you tell them we sent you. All right, let's get back to the phone calls, talking some Green Bay Packer football. Everybody's got a hand on this as to what it is the Green Bay Packers need. Let's get back to it. Let's go to Carl on the south side. Carl, how you doing today, man? What's going on? Let's go to Steve in Greenfield. Steve's still hanging in there. What's up, Steve?
Hi, Bill.
Hey.
Packers strength, maybe the defensive tackles with Clark and Daniels.
Yep.
But too bad they don't play a 4-3.
Well, Mike Pettine can play either. He's a guy that's been very versatile. I mean, they've used some guys that in the past, this past year, where they've played a little bit of a 4-3. He's moved guys around, but you're right. It's more of a 3-4 style of defense because that's what they've been drafting for so long. But if he wanted to change it, he certainly could. But he just kind of – and they don't play the straight 3-4 very often. Usually they're mixing and matching guys. And this past year specifically, when they got rid of their safeties, they were using corners as safeties. So they would have almost nickel and dime package exclusively playing defense this year.
Right. It's just too bad they don't have them both playing the middle. You have that push up the middle, collapse the pocket. I think that would help with their rush.
I think so, too, if they could actually get consistent pressure, without a doubt. I mean, when Kenny Clark went down and Mike Daniels went down, you lost a lot of what you had in the trenches. That was a strength, and teams were not really able to run the ball. And remember, appreciate the phone call. Remember, there were teams that actually said after games, one of the things we specifically wanted to do was run away from Kenny Clark and Mike Daniels. So they were running basically to the left side of their line consistently, trying not to run into the teeth of that defense. So you need to find somebody else that is going to be stout in the trenches, and then it goes back to what everybody else is saying, where you need that outside pass rusher, somebody who can set the edge, force running backs up the gut, into the teeth of that defense, and also guys that can still collapse, crash, and get to the passer. But until they get that consistently, it's going to be kind of a – you know, what do you draft? Really good corners that can stay with guys for 4 and 5 seconds, or do you draft a pass rush that takes all the pressure off of your secondary, which will only make your secondary better, but you've got to hit on the pass rush. They have yet to be able to really solidly hit on a pass rush, probably since Clay Matthews. I mean, he was the last guy that they hit on that was really a solid pass rusher. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Let's go to Ken in Waccoma. Ken, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, not bad. Hey, what about them looking for one of those hybrids, you know, one of them 235-pound safety linebackers? We could use somebody like that, you know, to cover tight ends and just be more aggressive like that in the defensive backfield, you know?
Mm-hmm. Completely agree. Appreciate the phone call. You'd like to see a linebacker that can drop and cover? Look, I don't think you have a Ray Lewis – I don't think you have a Brian Urlacher-esque type of linebacker in this draft. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go back to pass rush and then allow your secondary, your middle guys, to kind of clean it up. To be the way you hurry things along is the way that basically the Packers have been hurried along. Get to Aaron Rodgers, put him out on the edge, make him a little uncomfortable, make him throw on the run. Now, Aaron Rodgers in the past has been deadly like that. Look, you wanted to keep Aaron Rodgers in the pocket, keep his feet hopping. But the minute you put him on the run, he's been deadly. This year he didn't have the same type of accuracy that he's had in the past. As a matter of fact, between being a little inaccurate and throwing the ball away, teams were successful in taking Aaron Rodgers off of his mark, which is what you want to do to 95% of the quarterbacks in this league. Doesn't always work out that way. I mean, Russell Wilson's a guy that loves to run and throw on the run. He can get it done, but there's not many quarterbacks that are like that. But the Packers' philosophy has to be quarterback, get to him as quickly and as fast as possible, and force the run game up the gut into the teeth of Mike Daniels, Kenny Clark, and then if you do, as the caller said before, have a guy like Jake Ryan on the field or Blake Martinez. They're very good at shooting the gap and filling the holes. They're very sure tacklers. They're just not guys that are going to bust through consistently shooting the A-gap and putting pressure on quarterbacks. 855-830-8648. This one is from Mark, who says their biggest weakness right now is the offensive line on the right side. Specifically, Brian Bulaga is not dependable, and anybody that put a guard right now is a sieve. Aaron Rodgers needs to be able to stand in the pocket and not worry about being crushed on every play. Again, I go back to what happened to Andrew Luck this past season. They solidified that offensive line. Andrew Luck became a better passer. Same thing happened with Dak Prescott and company not too long ago. Down in Dallas, they solidified their offensive line. The minute they did, the Dallas Cowboys got a lot stronger in the trenches. When they end up picking up Zach Martin, their right guard, because Collins was the right tackle, and he was pretty solid. They picked up Connor Williams this year. He was a guy that they drafted him in the second round. He was really solid for them. Smith, their left tackle, big beast of a guy. He's been very good. And then you got Joe Looney in the middle. That offensive line is not only very good at protecting the quarterback, but they open up holes for Zeke Elliott, who also is a hard runner to bring down. But you give him a little bit of daylight, he's able to plow through people, and that's the reason Zeke Elliott's been one of the top running backs in the National Football League, because they're so good up front. But Zach Martin was the beginning back in 2014 when they had a shot at taking him or Johnny Manziel. And Jerry was going to take Johnny Manziel, and they all wrestled that pick out of his hand to say, nah, baby, nah, you got to fortify the offensive line. And they picked up Zach Martin instead. That's the best move the Cowboys ever made, was start to solidify that offensive line. Packers need to do the same. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do so. We'd love to hear from you. Hey, if you're Kyle Murray, are you playing football or baseball? Because he's probably going to be one of the top picks in the draft, but he's also the property of the Oakland A's. If you had a chance to play one or the other professionally, which would it be? 855-830-8648. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show. We continue on, and looking forward to Thursday night. Going to be at Maddie's Bar and Grill in New Berlin. Come on out and say hi. Be a face in the crowd coming up this Thursday night. It's all brought to you by Bud Light, the Bill Michaels Huddle, our second to last one of the season. Coming up this Thursday night, 6 to 8 on many of these same stations, you can hear us. It's all brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, and obviously we're going to talk a lot about the Packers and the coaching staff and what is needed on this team for this thing to be turned around and then get into the AFC and the NFC championship games as we make our picks and break all of that down as well. But the season winding down, it's kind of sad. I mean, I'm excited, don't get me wrong, to head down to Super Bowl, but the fact that in 3 weeks it's done, and then you just got off-season chatter. Don't get me wrong in this aspect. Pitchers and catchers are about to report. We're about a month away. Can't wait for that. But the football season getting ready to come to an end and culminate. And that's a little disappointing because I enjoy football. I enjoy the football season. But you've got a lot of college hoops to talk about. Certainly Bucks basketball as the Bucks continue to win and the second best win total in all of the NBA. And can they continue to produce that kind of number as they go on to this unofficial second half of the season past the All-Star break and get themselves into the postseason? And boy, what an exciting postseason we're all looking forward to. So there are other things to keep our minds occupied. And some things to look forward to as baseball starts to come right around the corner. Can't wait. Speaking of baseball, Kyle Murray, he is proven he's no fool. Okay, Murray, by the way, for those that don't know, Oklahoma Sooners quarterback. But he also was drafted into Major League Baseball back in June by the Oakland A's, who took him as an outfielder with the number 9 pick. They signed him to a $4.7 million signing bonus, which he has not touched, obviously, because he's still in college. But that would be what he would pick up should he choose baseball. But some are saying he's going to go mid to high first round in the NFL draft. Now, here's something to think about, okay? Murray, if baseball, if he chooses baseball, okay, he would go through the development process. They would look for him maybe to come up with his skills and ability probably in 2021. He'd become a big leaguer. He would be entitled to the major league minimum at that point of $555,000 through 2023 or 2024. Only after that would he then start earning the big paydays via arbitration. But there would be 3 years of that before perhaps a bigger free agent payday, say 2026 or 2027. He'd be about 30 years old by then. Okay? Now, Adam Schefter had said that it could be possible that the Arizona Cardinals could take him, number one in the draft. So now if you're the number one overall selection, then it's a whole different ballgame because at either the beginning or the end of the first round, the money would be a lot better. Don't forget Baker Mayfield. He got $21.9 million in signing bonus and $32.7 million overall as the number one pick by the Cleveland Browns last year. Even all the way down at number 32, Lamar Jackson got a $5 million bonus and $9.5 million total from the Baltimore Ravens. So, and neither of those guys really had to wait long to become starting quarterbacks. Chances are Murray wouldn't have to do either. And because it's easier than ever for quarterbacks to succeed in the NFL, Murray could also quickly follow Mayfield and Jackson's path to early stardom. So if you are Murray and you can play both, which way would you go? 855-830-8648. Would you just play football where your career can be very short? You know that. Big injury, no success, but the guaranteed money almost up front. Would you do that? Or if you have a lot of skill, a lot of talent, a lot of raw talent, with the ceiling being much higher than the floor would ever be, would you go the baseball route where you could toil away in the minor league system for a long, long time and no guarantees that you're ever going to make it to the bigs? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Mill Hockey Talk Line. God, you know what? Here's my argument to this. And this would be something that I think Murray's probably looking within himself to find out right now, if he doesn't know already. Kyler Murray is going to say, this is what I love to do. And that's the sport that he's going to choose to play. Now, he has declared for the NFL draft. And if, say, baseball was my sport, is $4.7 million going to lock you up for the rest of your life? Does that set you for the rest of your life? It should. In today's day and age, I mean, it's a drop in the bucket, unfortunately, compared to some of the money that's being tossed around out there when you're talking about some of these guys making $200 and $300 million. But is $4.7 million going to lock you up for the rest of your life? It should, but it's not guaranteed. Especially if you want to live a little more lavish lifestyle. If you believe in your ability and that you're going to continually get better and that you know you're going to make it to the majors one day, go baseball. Less wear and tear on the body. Got a longer career. Your spike is at 30. Not your downside. You know what I'm talking about when it comes to the NFL. But if you really enjoy football and you think you can compete at the highest level and you think you can really be good coming in, and you can be really good over the next 3 to 4 years, you're going to earn yourself a lot of money. You'll get a lot of money. You're talking guaranteed money of anywhere from 10 to 12 million bucks and higher, depending on what level of quarterback you are in the National Football League. Because, I mean, you look at a guy like Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins has been paid already $140 million in his career. Guaranteed. So if I'm Murray, why not? Why would I not go to the NFL? The money is more immediate. But if your love for a sport has something to do with it, then if he chooses baseball, then that's where his heart is, not necessarily where his pocketbook is. 855-830-864. I just find it an interesting conundrum. I don't think in today's day and age, now they said this about Bo Jackson, they said it about Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders actually, I think, played a game for the Atlanta Falcons and the Atlanta Braves, I think, in the same day. I think he played a day game for the Falcons and a night game for the Braves. I'm not positive, but I think he did. But Deion Sanders did it successfully. Bo Jackson was a freak. He just is and was. Had it not been for that hip injury that limited the blood flow to his leg that ultimately caused his retirement from both, I don't know what kind of records he would have broke because he was just so good. But playing both sports, I think, is at this point probably out of the question. But if you were Kyler Murray, would you rather play football or baseball professionally? Knowing that either way, you're probably going to be set up for life, but there's going to be a lot more money available in the immediacy through football. 855-830-8648. This is from Jed. Jed writes, hands down, I'd play baseball, but I'm a baseball fanatic. I love the game. I love the way it's played. I love the thinking man's portion of it, which is the National League side. I know that's not popular in this area growing up on the American League roster, but I did like Brewers baseball back when they were in the AL. He goes on to talk about his playing day, which is great. I don't need your resume. He then goes on to say, if it's my love, hands down, it goes to baseball. If I'm strictly thinking of my pocketbook and my family, I am playing football. That's the decision Kyler Murray's going to have to make. 1,000% correct. I don't know what I would play. I loved baseball. I loved playing baseball. Baseball came natural to me, but football was when I was young, was easy. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because of my size. I don't know. But football just came easy. It just didn't seem to be that difficult to me. And then as I got older, out of high school and into college, obviously I didn't have the same career because of the knee. But football going through high school, it was easy. I hated practice, though. Hated it. But football just kind of came easy. I lived for game day. Baseball, I live for everything. Practice, taking the bat up the street and playing at the in the schoolyard. I live for baseball. If I had to make this choice for me, if I knew I was getting $4.1 million and that was guaranteed going to go into my account, I'd probably go baseball. But if it's just for the pocketbook, Kyler Murray's probably going to head into the NFL. He's a good cat either way, but he'd probably go to the NFL. 855-830-8648. Let's do this. Let's get back at it. We'll talk some Packers. Also, the Bucks and the Heat getting ready to face off against one another. Coming up after the top of the hour, Chris Price, Boston Sports Journal. We already talked to Bob Fesco from Fesco in the Morning down in Kansas City from the Kansas City Chiefs side of things. We're going to talk to Chris Price, talk to him about the New England Patriots and Tom Brady's comments that the rest of the world thinks we suck. We're going to get into that discussion as well after the top of the hour. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show broadcasting live out here in Madtown. It's brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. Coming up on Thursday night, the Bill Michaels Huddle back on the road again. Maddie's in New Berlin. We hope to see you there as a face in the crowd and hope you're listening. Again, our second to last one of the season. That is coming up Thursday night at Maddie's out in New Berlin on College Avenue. Come on by and say hi. All brought to you by Bud Light. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels' show is on the air. Hey, we're going to be heading down to the ATL, down to Atlanta. Can't wait. And coming up in less than a couple of weeks, actually 3 weeks. 2 weeks? 2 weeks from this past Monday, I think, as a matter of fact. We're going to be in Atlanta on Radio Row. And we can't do it without some of our great sponsors. The tax attorney, Mike Mack. He's a proven track record of helping Wisconsinites and business owners eliminate their tax problems. It's that time of year. That time of year. The out-of-state tax resolution companies can't come close to what Mike Mack can do for you. He uses known federal laws to wipe out your tax problem. Make sure you get a hold of Mike Mack. Go to MikeMack.com. That is MikeMack.com right now, MikeMack.com. Check him out. Also, our friends, Brett and the whole staff over at Robert Hag Diamonds, Greenfield on the corner of 76th and Layton in Milwaukee on Port Washington and Green Tree Road. Say hi to Brett and his staff. They're great people. Go to Robert Hack, H-A-A-C-K, RobertHackDiamonds.com. That's where they pay the most cash for your gold. And our buddy Dwayne and his good friend Gus the dog, they say hi from up in Wausau, Wisconsin's best canvas upholstery and boat cover provider. You can follow them on Facebook to get a good look at what Dwayne does, but go to Dwayne's, D-U-A-N-E-S, DwaynesCoverItAll.com. That is DwaynesCoverItAll.com, and that's just some of our fine sponsors that are going to take us down to Atlanta, Georgia. Bucks coming up tonight. I did not realize this, and I started reading a little bit more about it. I know the Bucks fell down in Miami when they were wearing those uniforms, the throwback uniforms, but Miami was wearing the Miami Heat uniforms from the Miami Vice days and the black court with the pinks and the neons and all that kind of stuff. But the Miami Heat have beaten the Milwaukee Bucks for 2 straight years and 2 days, 6 straight losses. Now, tonight, they're at the Fiserv Forum, and maybe this is all going to be different. Now, the Bucks 19-4 on the home hardwood, so that should be a good advantage. But Miami, 10-8 on the road, playing without their all-star point guard, Dragic. He's got that knee surgery going on. Hassan Whiteside, he missed the previous game due to an unspecified illness. Now, he's listed for questionable coming into the game tonight. The only guy that's still a little bit nicked up is DiVincenzo, who had the ankle issue. Giannis was out a couple of games ago, came back on Sunday to drop in 33 against Atlanta. He added 6 boards, 4 assists, and 3 steals in 31 minutes. Miami's going to be better rested. The Heat defeated Memphis on Saturday as Winslow put up 26 points. But the Bucks, they're looking to snap this streak that Miami has on them right now. Miami has played some good basketball, but they're not great. They're just a team that may even be a little bit in the heads of the Milwaukee Bucks, but the Bucks looking for a win tonight on the home hardwood. Heat shooting guard Josh Richardson nearly had a double-double of his own against Memphis with 14 points and a career-high 9 assists. But Giannis, who was one of the top MVP candidates, held the 9 points in that game the last time these two teams matched up. I look for Giannis to have a big night. Not that you're going to have to throw it all on Giannis' shoulders, but he's ferocious right now. A couple of blocks a game. He's averaging a little over 10 rebounds per game. Shooting 40.8% right now. The best mark of all the Milwaukee starters. The Bucks support their star with scores like Middleton, who's averaging 17.8. And kind of up and down, but it seems like he's coming out of somewhat of his shooting woes from earlier this season. Brogdon's playing well. Eric Bledsoe's playing well. By the way, Joe, do you know what day next week it is? Is it Tuesday or Wednesday that we have the Milwaukee Basketball Hour? Is it next Tuesday? Okay. Next Tuesday, Malcolm Brogdon is going to be our guest for the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. Just keep it on your calendar. We'll give you all the details to come. But Malcolm Brogdon is going to be our guest. So you hope that they're able to snap this streak and finally get into the win column against the Miami Heat. I didn't know the Miami Heat had not given up a win to the Milwaukee Bucks in the last 2 years and 2 days. Of all the teams to do so. But the Bucks have been stagnant against them. So hopefully tonight, down at the Fiserv Forum, the Bucks are able to get off on them and be able to get the win. This one is from Mark, who says a couple of things. He said, do you think that the Brewers are going to actually pick up another starting pitcher? Do you think the Packers are going to trade away one of their first-round draft choices for a veteran that is going to help out Aaron Rodgers? And do you think the Milwaukee Bucks can get to the Eastern Conference Finals? I bet my dad $100 that they do. Okay, let's start with the Brewers first. We all know they're working for Madison Bumgarner. Now, whether or not that actually comes true, we'll have to wait and see. There's been a lot of talk about it, and there have been a lot of rumors about what the Brewers would have to give up. But right now, San Francisco is standing strong. And Bumgarner, look, they can hang on to him, and he may add some wins to that team. But he's also a big-time fan favorite, knowing what he did for them back in the World Series when he was just Madison Bumgarner back then. He hasn't been the same since. But it's going to take a little more, I think, to pry Bumgarner out of the hands of the San Francisco Giants. We'll just find out if David Stearns is willing to do so. But I don't want to oversell to get Bumgarner here because I like Corbin Burns. I want to keep him here. If Peralta has to be the one to make this deal work, then so be it. But I don't want to be giving up on Corbin Burns because just from everything I've heard and everything I've seen, he seems to be the guy with some of the best stuff, not just in the bullpen, but on the entire staff. To talk about the Packers trading away the first-round pick to get a veteran, very possible. Very possible. I would, if they have somebody that is proven they can get into their system offensively or defensively, I think they could do that. Because you can't, I don't think you can just fortify through the draft and hope that this team gets dramatically better right here, right now. You either need a good tackle or guard, or you need maybe another wideout, a veteran wideout, or a pass rusher. But I don't know that you're going to find a big-time pass rusher right now that's out there on the market. You may, the likes of a Khalil Mack are not there. It doesn't mean you can't find somebody good or find a couple of guys because you get a couple of good bookends. They can make one another better. And then going back to can they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, at the beginning of the season I would have said, no, don't make that bet. But as the season's gone on and I've watched the Bucks play more and more, the way they distribute the basketball, everybody's involved. We've talked about it time and again. It seems like there's a different contributor each and every night. Giannis obviously is the mainstay, but you're getting some really solid play out of Bledsoe. Even though Middleton's been up and down, he's been able to distribute the basketball and still been a cog. They feel good together. Budenholzer's kind of taking that black cloud off this team. Thon Maker's even giving you some good minutes. DiVincenzo's hit some big buckets, even though he's not playing right now with that ankle injury. I mean, everybody's contributed. So to answer your question, can they get there? I don't want to say your money's safe, but my answer would be why not? I haven't seen a team right now, other than maybe Indiana, who really figured them out defensively the last time they were down there. I haven't seen any team that's really been able to just beat the Bucks handily. I think in any seven-game series, now it comes down to coaching and maneuvers and adjustments, but I think in any seven-game series, why not? I mean, the Bucks have been, and they haven't lost back-to-back games all season long. Let's hope that streak continues. They've been good at bouncing back. So even if they do get down one game to none, they've had a prowess this season to get the next one. So let's hope that they can do that continually in the postseason and walk away with more than just a first-round victory. 855-830-8648. Hang in. They're going to talk some with Chris Price from the Boston Sports Journal about the Patriots coming up next on the Bill Michael Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.